Yeah, everybody turn off your cell. Oh, that's a good idea. Actually, I have a pretty awesome cell phone ring. Maybe we should just let that go off.
Oh,
Silas
Liz,
is golden.
someone in Lowe's had a the Metal Gear Solid call.
The
Is a
little
good
the
ringtone.
codec?
Yeah, the codec. I heard
And
it
my
from
brother has
across.
that.
I heard it from across like two aisles. I was like, that's crazy.
I use that for unknown calls, but anybody I know, they get a specific ringtone.
Immediate.
I'll get a call.
Someone.
All right. No, I wasn't. I just wanted to play that because I really like my ringtone. Hello and welcome to the Fan Gamer Podcast. We don't know when this is going to be played, so this could be well into the future, in the year 2300. My name is Garrett Rosa. I still like to call myself General Manager because it's fun to make up titles. With me today, I have a group of awesome people from the staff site. To my virtual middle, we have Brian the Broski Jaworski. How you doing, Brian?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Brian, if you have to make up your own title, what would you call yourself?
I would call myself... the guy.
The guy. The dude?
The dude. There you go.
And
the
dude's
dude
response the dude's responsibilities for Fangamer are?
Whatever needs to get done that week.
He's a button man. Alright, to my and you already heard spoke up to my virtual right, Liz B, Twitter Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've decided today my made up title is going to be Director of Human Resources for the company. Since
That's
we
good.
Currently don't have one.
It's good
and...
for a resume.
When I grow up, I would like to be Toby from The Office.
Oh, he's so sad. Uh-huh. Poor Toby. And to, I don't remember which side I said Liz was to, but to the other side of that, we have John the K-Man, Jonk.
Good day.
How you doing, John? So, John, we were chatting before this about awesome things we were up to, ideas for future podcasts. One of the things I was wondering, John, is if you had to make up your actual art-based title, what would you actually make up? Because I've made up some good ones for you, but you're the guy who's really, you know, inspiration, does all kinds of awesome art all the time. What would you name yourself if you got to name your own title for the company?
I actually would not name myself a title, but
I should have known.
The last title that I've been given was Poop Master. So.
Oh, you can put that on a resume, and I'd love to see the interview where they're, could you explain, what are the responsibilities of the poop master? Do you holder of poop socks, by chance?
Well, as a poop master, my responsibilities are varied and very brown.
It's very
Do you have any references?
Oh, John. You opened us up for that one. Well, let's kind of get this started a little bit, and we're gonna actually stick along with Kevin Seema of what have you been playing, what have you been doing. Let's start with Brian. What have you been up to, man?
Actually, not much. I finished Mass Effect 1 about half a week ago, so I've just been hanging out until Mass Effect 2 comes out.
Mm.
So that might be out by now. That might have come out.
We're in the year
Years
2300.
Ago?
This is being listened to by Cylons. So they're just
But yeah.
They're just uploading
much.
It right to their brain, actually. Anyway, so Brian, you've been playing the Mass Effects. So one of the things I'd always thought about Mass Effect was it was just enough first person shooter not to bore me, but it was just enough RPG to make me frustrated.
Yeah, it was pretty much a good mix of the two. They keep saying that the new one's gonna have more first-person shooter. They keep comparing it to Call of Duty, which I don't know how I feel about that, because like you said, there was enough of each to go, okay, I can enjoy both sides of this without hating the other.
Do you play it in real time or do you play it turn-based?
I usually play in real time, so it's a little bit more I guess action.
And then what kind of actual class did you play? There's like
I have to admit, I'm the guy that just goes straight soldier. I mean, I know pretty much he gets no talents. It's just all attack, but I find it's annoying sometimes to have to like stop, pick an ability, and then continue. Like I don't want to like really cast anything. I don't want to.
So you really are playing like a first-person shooter.
I pretty much am, yeah.
That you can level up, which is essentially Call of Duty.
Well, the problem with Call of Duty, you can get knifed. Now I didn't know any. You know, I didn't know any.
That's
you know,
a problem
game,
with a lot of
yeah,
aspects
our
of life.
I mean, there are people who I've actually stopped playing Call of Duty because it's the new one, the perks and the abilities. If you pretty much aren't at the top of your game, why are you playing?
Yeah, it
Because
really does. Rewards the poop suckers.
it does. So at least in Mass Effect, you could still, choose your own abilities, level up as you need to. You don't have to worry about all of a sudden some guy coming up from behind you and knifing you.
So, is it because they're overpowered with the knifing, or?
Oh, there's I don't know if you guys play Call of Duty too, but there's this pretty much a class you can make where you just run and knife, or you throw knives, and they're very fast, very strong. I mean, if you get a guy, you can get a corner him and just mow him down. But they usually rely on sneaking around you. They're almost like the spy.
I was gonna say that that's just the spy, minus the clothing.
From Team Fortress 2.
Well, the spy is at least charming. He's French and he can look like your best friend and then all of a sudden kill you. That at least is like, all right, you killed me because you tricked me. With the knife guy from Call of Duty, it's like, hey, I just like using knives. In a game
Stabby,
where you're supposed to
stabby.
use a gun.
What was that, John?
Well, stabby, stabby. That's a little bit of a precursor to possible future life training. I don't know.
I feel like most of the people who play on Xbox Live or they'd probably stab you in real life too. That's why I don't play any of those things online.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the Xbox Live. I mean, there are some great games to play on the Xbox. Don't doubt me there, but I don't know. It feels like there's a certain kind of mentality and attitude, and
You mean
it's
blatant
definitely.
racism is the attitude?
Yeah. I'm trying to. The funny thing is, I always try to put things and spin it in a PR sense, but pretty much, yeah.
Or the term we came up with earlier, they're kind of douche latches.
Do flatches,
Well,
yes.
I like douche latch because they're so bad, they are the latch on the douche, just holding it together.
I'm
So,
not
Liz,
sure that's how douches work.
I don't have any personal experience with them, but Liz, have you played Call of Duty?
I have not. I've seen animated GIFs of Call of Duty. I have not
That's basically
played
the same
Call of
thing,
Duty.
right?
Yeah, that's the one where it's like, are we talking about like the modern ones or like the World War II
Have you
ones?
played any of the series?
No. My first person, I feel like I'm doing a disservice to my gender by being the woman on the podcast who not played an
You
FPS.
should be
Like,
like one of the frag dolls and you're actually really good at Halo.
yeah, like I am really cognizant of the fact that I should do something about that and play an FPS to just make my gender look better and not be setting the movement back 20 or 30 years. But honestly, I don't play that many FPSs.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Is it because you why don't you play? Do you not enjoy it? Are they the gender stereotyping? What are your reasons?
Not at all. I will tell you, and this is only a further gender stereotype, that I am actually very bad at video games. All
Just
games,
in
all
general.
shapes, all sizes, platformers, RPGs, first-person shooters. I'm sure I would be terrible at D&D if it came down to that. Like, I would roll my dice into a gutter. And so I generally play easier games because I am a coward and.
Like Dora the Explorer style games, or what are we talking here for
Dude, I
easy
played that in the
games?
Apple Store this past weekend. That was
Yeah,
fun.
it's a good game.
With
Don't get me
easy
wrong.
games, like, not to disparage Nintendo, but the stuff like Mario Galaxy, Twilight
Oh,
Princess,
so where
like.
you can have a star bitch and who?
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. I believe it was a Luma friend,
Oh, is that
apparently.
the technical term
A
for it?
Luma friend.
That's what we called it in our house. Who wants to be star bitch? All right, oh, my turn.
I
And Liz,
was.
you were talking one time a while ago about BioShock, how you can only play this through a certain part because
Yeah, my
it's
Xbox sucks and freezes up.
where
Oh.
it's like the environment feels a little bit threatening towards the gamer itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
Any.
Do you at least get to Arcadia?
I can get to the start. It's like the second or maybe even third level where the Big Daddy is like. There's a Big Daddy right at the beginning of the level, and right when you engage in combat with him, it just freezes the Xbox every time. And
Yeah, that sounds like Arcadia. Is it near the docks?
yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't the whole thing near the docks? I mean, it's underwater.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing. There's actually a set of docks underwater.
That's
It's
kind of
like how
redundant.
there's water in SpongeBob. Like they have a beach in SpongeBob, but
I
they're
always
underwater.
found that bizarre that they have a beach there in SpongeBob.
What is a kid's cartoon after all? I mean, they're really shooting for accuracy. They are TV is training all the children of the future,
The
so.
hilarious thing is the guy that created SpongeBob is actually a marine biologist.
That is funny. You know what's actually funny about that is how are they efficiently grilling burgers in a room filled with water?
Propane. And propane accessories, obviously.
Yeah, propane accessories.
So, John, what have you been playing?
I have been playing playing tricks on my wife by hiding her cookies. So,
Is that a metaphor?
no,
That
I know. I've actually been hiding.
was.
She loves snacks, and I've been hiding her cookies because she literally will eat the whole
Is
box.
that
So.
stuff?
I don't think you want that achievement.
Yeah.
this a is
That'll
it
be like
fun
a
game for her?
achievement. Well, it's like well, what happens is the reason why I do that, but as a backfire, is
She wants
she
a divorce?
no
Okay.
no
Yeah,
way.
so he's hiding her cookies.
No, the thing is, I hide the cookies, but she'll go after my other snacks. Like I'll have like sunflower seeds. She'll go after those, or
Yeah, those are the same as cookies.
it's just munchies, I guess, as that's the idea. And
Where's my
so,
rice cakes?
what kind of cookies are we talking about here? Like
Famous
good
Amos.
cookies? They're not that good.
Oh.
Yeah, because they rhyme with anus. No cookie. That's bad branding.
Famous anus. That's your kind of cookie, Garrett.
Yeah,
Jeez.
that's what the cookies do to me, but we'll move on.
Other than that, I am hopefully to be playing episode 2 on Half-Life shortly. And
Did you play the first one recently?
yes. The thing is I forget where I was in that one, but I'm hoping to finish that one up and hit up episode 2.
Man, well, that's gonna hit our next topic, which that would have been a great transition, but we're gonna hold off. And I actually didn't ask Liz what she had been playing for real, so I'm gonna go back to Liz. What have you actually been up to slash playing?
You're right, you did not ask me.
But I came back, and you know what Kevin would have done? He would have kept going,
steamrolled
because he
through.
kind of hates you, I
No.
guess.
Whoa.
Well, she
I
doesn't
don't
play
know.
games, you know. She's a
No,
girl.
this week I have a game. This week is Arkham Asylum, which I am a fairly big Batman fan. Like, I don't read every issue or anything, but I like Batman. I
I am
like
the Batman.
I like all the villains a lot. Yeah?
I gotta say that was a good game.
It's a very polished game, and like as both a fan of Batman and as a fan of easy games, it's a great game.
Do you guys watch Community?
I
No.
watched one episode and I could not stand it.
It's funny because I'm not a big fan of it, but the episode where the Indian kid dresses up as Batman, and so he has to talk in the Batman voice all the time, and him and this other guy just have a conversation in the Batman voice, like, "So, what do you want to do? Let's do something hardcore and walk outside. But we gotta keep doing the Batman voice. Yeah, we gotta keep doing the Batman voice."
Yeah, but thankfully, this Batman in Arkham Asylum, he's not the "I'm gonna be serious" Batman. He's
Yeah,
The
the
constipated
animated
Batman?
series.
Yeah, the animated series, which is great because they got all that cast back.
They did.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
yeah.
got a Mark Hamill for Joker and whoever is Harley Quinn and
You know,
Batman.
the guy who's actually the Batman on those does the voice. Have you ever seen what he actually looks like?
No, don't tell
Yeah.
me. Don't
He
break my dreams.
flaming red hair.
Really? Like Conan
Yes.
O'Brien?
Yes. It's pretty funny because he's in, you see him talk, or yeah, you see him talk with your eyes now. You listen to him
He is
and
Batman.
he's just it's amazing. Just the way he talks. And there was an interview where he was the guy was asking him, "So what do you do with your awesome voice?" "Oh, I pick up chicks at bars a lot."
I would do that too as the Batman.
He
I
could
would.
literally be like, I am Batman.
And
Yeah.
not have it sound like he's constipated.
Well, the cool thing is, like with voice acting, like with David Hayter and Solid being the voice of Solid Snake and Big Boss, in the earlier years, he kind of you have a little bit of a stretch where you can actually see that he looks like that character. So,
A little
I mean,
bit. His face is a little heavy. Sorry, David Hayter, but it's true. Just putting that out there. The dude who plays Raiden does not look like Raiden.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah, well, not really.
You mean he doesn't go around naked all the time?
No, he does not. And he's not a cyborg either with
Yeah,
the
yeah. You know what? I
flying.
don't even know why he's a cyborg. I have not played that one.
I can
Did we
explain
just
it to you.
spoil some stuff for people? Raiden's a cyborg? What?
No, we're good.
No, it's one of those things that they don't really go into during Guns of the Patriots. It kind of happens between Guns of the Patriots and Sons of Liberty, where in Metal Gear Solid 2, to save some little Russian girl, they've tied, excuse me, the nanomachine. Jesus.
Liz does a lot
It's
of chain
killing me.
smoking.
I'm glad I put water next to my desk. Yeah, somehow the
whiskey's water.
The nanomachines in his bloodstream are linked to a little Russian girl, and if anything happens to him, she will die. So he replaces himself and his blood with, like, motor fluid and engine oil and gears and parts, so he keeps himself dying, so little Russian girl Sonny does not die.
It's sounds a like a Honda.
Yeah.
He's got to get the oil change at the Tonolu.
That is great, great Japanese writing.
It is very Japanese. Oh, man.
Well, Liz, are you wondering what I've been playing, maybe?
Absolutely not. Oh. What are you playing, Garrett? Didn't we talk to you about this already? No?
No. Wow. I feel really underappreciated right now, but...
Hey, Garrett, what are you playing this week?
Hey, broski. Yeah, you know what I've been playing? Well, I'll use the same answer before. Dungeons & Dragons. For realsies, though.
Oh, now nobody cares what you're playing.
I know. Well, I'm going to talk about it anyway because I don't have anyone I can talk to about it because my wife plays, my friends are in the campaign. So it's like spoiler alerts if I talk to them about what I'm doing because it'll, you know, spoil the game for them. But we did some really cool stuff involving a crane that they tried to fight with out at a dock.
That is cool. Wow.
It was pretty cool because they actually tried to... I put it in there for a mechanic where they would actually use it to fight with it so they could go into the crane and knock enemies over with it. And instead, they just tried to light it on fire. And then from there on, all the other encounters in the game, they're like, is there a way we can win this if we just lit everything on fire? Which was not the most fun thing to roleplay when I had to say, no, you can't set this building on fire. They could have, but then my whole encounter that I played, or I had planned for a week, would have been ruined.
Just add a flame retardant paint to a characteristic to everything that you create.
Yeah, that from now on, all D&D buildings are coated with flame retardant paint, and you cannot set them on fire. Tough.
Even the wood is flame retardant.
Yeah, it is a special medieval flame retardant.
This
yeah,
gasoline has... is flame retardant.
It has fire resist +20 on it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been playing. But let's transition into our topic because we've already kind of hit it in some places, which is your kind of pile of shame games, the games you haven't played but you hear you really should, or the ones you bought and maybe are still in the wrapping, which I am unfortunately guilty of. I have
Ratchet got plenty
and
of those.
Clank.
Yeah,
Ratchet and Clank, the second or third one, like literally still in the wrapping from when I got it. But yeah, let's start here, Brian. What's your number one? I'm afraid to let people know because they'll all lose my nerd cred.
I have not played Resident Evil 4.
Oh wow, that one. I mean, even I've played some of that so that people wouldn't yell at me.
I mean, I love the first. I did play the first three, and I did play Code Veronica X. I mean, I love the series, and then it took like a big hiatus, and it took me forever to get back into the series, and I just completely skipped over everything new. And I still have a stack of games that have yet to be opened. Like, for example, Mass Effect 1, I had since, like, last Christmas. And I just opened it, like, 2 weeks ago so I could play it before the new one comes out. Or has come out.
Yeah, we're in the future.
I have a ton of DS games. Like, I still have yet to play Scribblenauts. And I have it. My girlfriend has played that more than I have.
Is she getting a lot of good use out of it? Because I'm really hearing mixed results on it. I know John is starting that up.
She's loving it. But I have actually played a level or two of it, and what I'm having problems with, it's a great concept, but I hate the controls. Like,
oh, yeah, I heard it's really hard. If you want to do anything precise, it's not.
Yeah, it's there's no accuracy whatsoever. I mean, you can drop something, but then to move the screen, you have to, like, it's just so hard to move an object and move the character or not move an object and use the, like, it's definitely a great idea, but it's a little flawed.
Well, do you think it'll actually detract from how well it does? Is it to that point that they could do a sequel?
I think there'll definitely will be a sequel with improvements, but I can definitely see someone playing like the first half hour or an hour of it and going, all right, I'm done. If they don't get over that whole, okay, this is not perfect.
Disappointing.
Yeah, some people demand a lot from their video game experience.
Oh, John on his mighty horse coming down on Brian.
No, not on Brian themselves. I mean, No, for example, like a lot of people, when they mention a game isn't perfect, and they'll put it down immediately, kind of like their interest is lost quite quickly, is that seems to be something a lot of people unfortunately do with a.
I definitely intend to go back and really sit down and play it, but it's just I just haven't been motivated to. I mean, it's definitely a great looking game. but it's like, oh, well, Mass Effect 2 is coming out, and then of course something else will come out.
Yeah, there's always a new game.
Yeah,
there sure is.
There's always more. I definitely agree. For example, there was a couple things that had a similar lure and feel that I don't want to play this game until later, and I'll pick it up later on. So yeah, it just happens, and eventually you come back around to it.
You know, for me, like the number one on my pile of shame that I'm even looking at right now, I have it sitting in my pile over here, is Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, I need it.
Oh, that's a good game.
That is a good game.
I know, it's a freaking good game, and I've started it up. I've gotten through and got on the horse, and I fought the first guy, and that's as far as I got. No further.
Do we get to ask you why?
Can I have the game?
You can. Yes, you can ask me. Well, I would say, I don't know. It just doesn't seem that compelling. It's a beautiful world, but I ride through it, and I can't help but be tainted by World of Warcraft and think, I'd rather be riding on a horse through there and riding this shit through Ironforge, and people could see how awesome it is.
I'd rather be farming.
Farming herbs.
Wait, so you're doing some sort of like pimped drive-by with your horse.
Oh, that's all WoW is about, man. It's about getting the sweetest loot and then riding that shit through Ironforge.
You can go through... You can go shopping in front of a Walmart and see that in parts of town. I mean...
Yeah. That is true.
By the way, Garrett, I just want to call you on your BS here. No one has used Ironforge as the place to pimp their ride in three years.
Yeah,
everyone's pimping Dalaran right now.
And that's the last time I really played, when I had stuff worth pimping out, when I had my full Bloodfang armor. That was the coolest thing I could ever do. But
you're talking about an era like long before flying mounts, when you like...
Back in my day, when you wanted to go somewhere, you took 6 different griffins there, and it took 45 minutes in real world time, and you would just sit there and like it. You didn't have Bejeweled to play while you were doing it. You just sat there and waited. And it was awesome.
You couldn't even order a pizza from your UI.
You couldn't. Or your phone, because you didn't know that phones existed, because you were so engrossed by the game.
Poop sauce.
Yeah, we didn't.
I am so glad I have no idea what's being talked about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to segue into my own. I'm just going to cut you guys off.
That's fine.
Talk
yeah.
about
Take
it.
Over, Liz. Why don't you just run the podcast from here? I'm going to head out.
I will. Every week you dangle that little carrot in front of me. Like, Liz, you could take over the podcast. Oh, no.
This is how I delegate through mean, snide remarks.
You know what? I think you and the human resources department need to have a little chat.
You can send a representative over.
Yeah, I'm going to send a representative.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to segue into this, actually. What I'm going to say is that I bought Wrath of the Lich King, and I installed it. I made a Death Knight, and I think I got it up 3 levels after playing vanilla World of Warcraft for, like, 3 good years. And I just looked around once I got my Death Knight out of the main zone, and I was like, screw this. This isn't fun anymore. I'm quitting. So
wow.
I see my boyfriend play the high-end content for Wrath of the Lich King, but... Like, once I got my armor, and I was like, that's cool, I'm a Death Knight, and I just quit.
Wow.
I feel kind of bad, because it looks like a well-done game. The art direction is a little, like, I don't want to say dry. I feel like it's all kind of...
Cold?
Cold, yeah. It is a little cold, but I feel like I just kind of burn out on Warcraft, and it's
probably...
You mean
probably... your attention kind of froze from...
Oh,
it's that part of the podcast, folks. We're gonna make terrible puns, but really, the question is: are you still paying for your account?
No, I canceled it in August, like 8 months after I got the game or whatever. I left it around as an alt account, and I had a Shadow Priest I like, and I was like, today's the day I'm gonna level that Shadow Priest to 60.
So you still paid for your account for how long before you finally quit?
Well, Matt used it as an alt account, and shit, I'm paying for a gym membership that I haven't gone to in 6 months. Say,
I like that the WoW accounts have been likened to gym memberships in terms of your delinquency.
Yeah. Now, I want to go on record as saying I do take classes at a different gym, but this gym, I just haven't gotten around to quitting, because...
Wait, you have 2 gyms?
Yeah, one's a yoga studio, one's the legitimate gym is, I've heard, like, from reading blogs and stuff, that quitting it is just a nightmare, where you've got to send letters to Kentucky and Arizona.
And there's a blood oath, and you have to sacrifice a goat.
Yeah, there was a blood oath, all right, and so
like really...
I know what a battle it's going to be, and I can't... I'm paying a fee to not deal with their BS, basically.
Like a really big muscular guy is going to come out and be like, why don't you want to work out here? Come on, I'll give you a bag. I'll show you around. Here's the pool.
Is his name Jim? You work out at Jim?
Oh. That should be the second topic. How long can John go on this pun train?
You know, I will tell you, I burnt through all the puns earlier when I was playing Arkham Asylum, thinking about Batman and Robin and all the Mr. Freeze puns. So I was through like all the ice to see you and the stay cool, chill out, all those great puns.
That movie was so much better than The Dark Knight, let me tell you. It was Shakespeare.
Yeah, was that the one with Poison Ivy too?
Yeah, and Bane.
Head movie. Oh, and Bane, yeah. Such a bad movie.
So, John, what is your game, your pile of shame game?
Actually, speaking of World of Warcraft...
That's your game, huh?
No, you gotta go change your poop sock.
Nope.
I have never played an MMORPG, and I am not ashamed of
that. You're not missing anything.
Have you played Continuum?
I am proud. I have never played Continuum. I heard, yeah.
You never played Continuum?
Subspace?
I know what it is, but I've never played.
There's no RPG aspect, but it's right. Kind of counts.
You never experienced a Death Star run with you and 10 of your other SMNet friends shooting at each other with very slow...
He was too busy doing art.
Unfortunately, it usually
dealt with...
He was
making rock candy.
Yeah. I was never invited to that. If someone invited me,
somebody
get out the violin.
John is always on the high horse. That's BS,
I got my spaceship and, you know,
my flippy floppies.
I had my helmet on and I was ready to go. Nobody.
I do. I can picture a dejected John there with his little space helmet and his flippy floppies.
but really, Continuum was pretty fun, but you're right. It was slow. It was like, all right, the missile's going. Ah, just missed him. All right, let me go again. Oh, right, now I'm zipped across all the way across the screen. Oh, where's everybody? Oh, there they are.
Yeah, and God forbid you ever wanted to turn your ship around. Because then it would slowly wheel the other way.
It did take a certain skill set to be able to play that
it
game.
It was like space
that.
Air hockey.
It was like space air hockey.
So what was your game, John?
Well, other things I could say is...
But you don't regret World of Warcraft, though. Well, what's when you actually regret?
I do regret not playing Sega Genesis games back in the day. Because
with Sonic and NBA Jam? Well,
they weren't really that good either.
I played Sonic. I mean, every kid has played Sonic. If you haven't played Sonic, yeah. it's like not playing Mario. I just didn't get into the Sega scene back then. I remember, like, I talked to Jeremy Parrish back in September at PAX when we talked with him on the Retronauts podcast, and we're talking about what we did with Fangamer, what we covered, and we haven't really we sounded like just Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Nintendo fans, and we really haven't had any Sega experience, and I've had some, but I do regret not getting in. Looking and experiencing more Sega games. So, and on top of, I think someone mentioned Resident Evil. Those kind of games, they really never appealed to me, so I never played any Resident Evil games.
A single one of them?
No, not a single one.
Wow. Okay, but what is one that you're like, I want to play, but I haven't? I mean, that's what we're looking for here, that there's some guilt to it.
And don't say Donkey Kong. You played them enough.
Yeah, frickin' A.
Earthbound. Yeah.
I would really like to play Resident Evil 4, but,
you and me both.
Yeah, I think, I haven't played the, I mean, B-Boy Spitz would get on me for this, but, I really haven't.
Okay,
can you guys tell me who B-Boy Spitz is? Because as the Twitter monitor, somebody's mentioned it, and I'm like, who is this person with their spitting?
Brian, you want to tell the story here? Did you see it?
Yeah, I was there for some of that. Basically, it's this guy who came in during one of the office cams into Ustream and just started, you know, ripping on everybody, ripping on Steven Reed, and everyone was pretty much ripping him one, but Reed was really nice to him.
Well, didn't he challenge them to Halo or
something?
Yeah, he
challenged them, you guys got to play me on Halo, I'll beat you all.
That was his way, that was his manly way as a gentleman to settle the difference.
That was his throwdown, that was his gauntlet, and everyone's like, we don't play Halo.
I'm sure you play it really well, though, B-Boy Spitz. And then I believe it evolved into let's draw fan art of B-Boy Spitz.
Yeah, that they were drawing him like Dragon Ball Z.
That's why I've been getting them on Twitter. And then, confused by that.
And then he was going like, you know, Super Saiyan, and then he eventually just cursed everyone out. He dropped the N-bomb a couple times and left.
If you're gonna drop a bomb.
He was banned. That was.
Oh, we didn't even give him a chance.
So to the B-Boy Spitz, I have I've played Halo, the first one, and not all just.
Do you regret not playing the other ones, John? Come on.
I regret not playing those.
Are you just saying that so I'll stop asking you? I think that's what it is.
No, honestly, I think you don't regret any. I regret not playing the Halos. I mean, I'm a big first person shooter fan.
Oh, okay.
But,
really.
Yeah, the thing is, though, about them is a lot of them, people are like, oh, it's a violence, so it kind of adds to the game, but some games have gotten so violent when it comes to the first-person shooter. That's kind of one of the reasons why I didn't play Resident Evil.
You would probably like Team Fortress 2.
Oh, I actually own a copy of that, and I want to play it, yeah.
So you've never played, you have it, but you don't play that one.
No, I guess that's probably my biggest guilty pleasure. Yeah. I love the art style of that game. I want to play that.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, for BioShock is probably the most gruesome game that I've played. And, I mean, like, Half-Life is not as good.
So wait, BioShock's violence didn't bother you, though?
No, not really.
What? That game is so freaking weird, man.
Well, I the thing is, I kind of consider it more in the realm of science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
On the way
it's not body parts exploding and blood all over the place.
Yeah.
Wait, in Halo, is a little too real?
Well, the Halo, it kind of has a little bit of, it has like enough of a sci-fi spin to it. Like, for example, Gears of War, they go so gruesome in certain parts that I just don't want to play it.
You mean chainsawing a guy in half with your gun? That's, you don't like that?
And defiling his corpse right in front of him.
Now, where do you draw the line with the sci-fi? Like, for example, the game Prototype is about a super virus, but that's also very violent. Is there enough science there to balance out jumping into a guy's helicopter and ripping his head off?
I really haven't. I don't know too much about that game. I know of it, and I know what it's about. Violent. But yeah,
that's pretty much the game right there. And you can, yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, for BioShock, when you hit somebody or shoot somebody. It's just like it's a splat of blood, you know. There's no dismemberment. There's no. There's nothing additionally gruesome. I know there's gruesome scenes that are set up that you walk into, but it's that action of committing into it, and that's why I'm kind of hesitant on doing Resident Evil 4. Now that I'm not afraid of this, I just don't feel that that's a form of entertainment for me when I want to play a video game. I'm not against it. I just don't want to be entertained in that fashion.
Well, okay, let's roll towards the other portion of this, which is, what are games that you wanted to, that you own, that you've played, or you haven't beat, and you're ashamed to say that you have not finished that game? And I will start off with pretty much almost every Final Fantasy except for 7 and 10. Every other one I have played through probably 75%, including the beginning ones, but
Why do you stop?
Oh, man. Okay, well, aside from Final Fantasy X-2, which is just terrible.
Oh,
that's not that bad a game.
Oh, that's a terrible.
I mean, it was like dressing up Barbies the entire time.
Yes,
like,
that was the mechanic.
But
Liz,
the class system
you're disqualified
really
because
good.
Of your gender.
I am disqualified because of my gender, but I want to step back and say that, like, yeah, the plot was terrible. The script, the storyline, the outfits.
It's not just terrible. It's bad for women. It sends a bad role model for any girl who plays that game.
It's like Imagine Babies.
Imagine Babies.
I feel like I get to decide my own role models, Garrett. I feel like you're the one who's bad for women by saying what I should or shouldn't look up to.
Right, presenting that in that someone who trusts the Final Fantasy brand would then say, oh, this is a game, and there's some girls as the main characters. Let me play it. I'll have my daughter play this game. She'll really like it. Oh, it's about buying clothes, and that'll make you more powerful by wearing different clothes. And we're all in a band together now. Come on. You actually had some character before.
They completely changed Yuna. I mean, she was like a priestess, and now she's like Lara Croft.
Pop star.
Like, like pop star / Lara Croft. Like, she's got two guns. She's shooting everybody. It was very like, why didn't they just change her completely? Why don't they just throw a new character in?
I feel like Yuna was a worse character in Final Fantasy X because, like, she had no opinion for herself ever. She was as boring as her voice.
But that was her character, is that she had been forced down this path and didn't know better, and then the realization at the end that she could choose her own way. And is that what happened after? It was Girls Gone Wild, Final Fantasy X, too.
Yeah, so she decided to take her top off for money. Yeah. Right, Garrett, that's her path.
That's her choice. I take it all back. Great game.
Yeah, women's live. It's 2010.
Or 43. Anyway.
Or maybe it's not 2010. We don't know what the date is.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on from all my Final Fantasies and the fact that, no, I just, they're so long, and you get so far through them, and unless it really has something that hooks me, which Final Fantasy VII is really one of the only ones that had, there's just something to that game that really hooked me, which is funny because I started the first Final Fantasy I ever played was Final Fantasy VIII, which everyone heart is the worst of all of them.
I'm surprised you didn't just quit the series after that.
I really still like Final Fantasy VIII, but it was
crying
the first one
cowboys
I
and.
And that's it, crying cowboys.
And that's it. That's it. Just crying cowboys.
Just four discs of crying cowboys in an orphanage.
But Final Fantasy VII, I got the whole way through. I really enjoyed it. I'm actually playing that on PSP right now. But yeah, I lose steam, Brian. That's why I couldn't make it through. What's one of your games, Brian, that you wish you had played?
I hate to say it, and it's a great game, but I will probably never go back to it. Is Xenogears?
Really?
I think that's really good.
It was amazing, but the problem is I got pretty much like 95% through the game, and my memory card just erased. I had one of those like mega memory cards that had like 2,000 like memory saves, and those were like really faulty. Where like he sneezed
what,
on.
Was it official or was it?
It was not anywhere near official. Like John. It had like a fourth party. It had like an LED screen on it, so you could pick which game you wanted to play, and it was really fishy though, because it was like very thin plastic. So I should have known better, but the game, you know, erased, and I was like so near the end, and the game is so long. I mean, there's just so much dialogue in the game that you cannot skip. Like you have.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, it's great dialogue, but it just goes on and on and on. And God forbid you miss something and have to reload to read what you missed, because it's a very intricate plot. I was like, I can't do this again. I was so close to the end. Like, I was pretty much probably like 2 hours away from beating that thing.
I've never played it.
I think there's an official, you mentioned the card thing. I think that's an official thing now with Microsoft and Nintendo and all that kind of stuff, is that they're trying to get people to use official memory cards instead of third parties. They're trying to get rid of the third party memory
card. That fourth party card, it saved me money from, you know, having to buy like 20 more cards for all the games I played at that time. But the reliability was very not there.
But we should state that they're getting rid of those, not because they want to save more sad stories like Brian's of losing their save files. It's because they want all the money to be going to them. That's why.
I just love how SD cards that are specifically made for Nintendo, you know, the Wii, are like $50 for like you know, half a gig. But the real memory cards, which are the exact same thing, you can get like, you know, 20 gigs for the same price.
Wii makes their own SD cards?
They do.
Who would be so stupid as to buy those?
Moms.
Exactly. Ridiculous.
They're in the aisle with the Wii, and they're like, you know, it's funny. You go to Best Buy, and there's the Wii SD cards. And you go down like two aisles to the other, you know, the cameras with the exact same SD card sizes, and the price difference is like amazing.
Fishy.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't sell Wii brand batteries for the Wiimote.
Don't inspire them.
Yeah, don't give them the idea. Okay,
hey,
well,
I'll take that idea. I will jump ship from Fangamer and go sell Nintendo batteries and make money hand over fist.
That's sweet, sweet battery money. Okay, so Liz,
sweet
tell
lady
us about
battery.
A game that you wish you had played to through the end. I can't imagine it's Pokemon. It's got to be something else.
I could have gone there with Pokemon Platinum, but that I wish I had finished, because I did give up on Final Fantasy IX midway through, where...
Yeah, IX is kind of rough. I gave up pretty close to the end on that one, too.
Here's my problem with the Final Fantasy series. As a whole, I love the series, but they have a real issue with villain misdirection, where you'll have a bad guy who you kind of consistently get to know, and not necessarily like, but like you're on level with them for like 3/4 of the game, and then it's either... suddenly the bad guy is God or a demon or like a bug, which I think
you brother.
Was. Yeah, like your brother is like, yeah, your brother from a tree planet of aliens.
And... wait, which one is that?
What, isn't Kuja like your space?
I know in 6, like you're, all of a sudden the guy you're fighting the entire time is like your brother from Kefka? From the moon. No, I'm sorry. What was it? 4?
Yeah, Kefka's not your brother. Kefka's the one he's a consistent villain throughout. And
he actually is the best villain because he is consistent.
He's consistent and he has like no motivation consistently other than just being crazy. Kind of like the Joker.
And they explain that he pretty much is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, apparently he was like, you know, they actually mentioned it very offhanded. Like, you have to talk to one of the NPCs in like the capital city where like he's like, yeah, he was one of the first experimental subjects and he pretty much hasn't been the same since. So he's literally... just insane. Like, there's no motivation. He is the bad guy. You hate him.
And it's a great, well done game. But like, it started with 7, where it's like, is the bad guy Genova? Is it Sephiroth? Like, honestly, I still don't know who the bad guy was there. I think it was Sephiroth because he's the one making Square the most money. But I don't know.
He's evil for making Square money.
Yeah, and 8 was like Ultimecia, but then it was also Adea and Adele, and apparently Ultimecia is Rinoa from back in time, and it's like, I cannot keep up with you people. Just give me one villain.
So you just get discouraged because you think, I'm supposed to kill this guy, and then it turns out to be someone else, and you just like, you're a one villain kind of girl.
It just gets too over the top. Like, in Final Fantasy X, it got over the top like that with Yu Yevon with the final battle where you're summoning all the stuff, and it turns out he's like a cockroach at the end. And it's like, I was happy fighting Seymour. Can we go back to that? I was on the level with him. We understood each other. It was like Avatar. I looked at him and I was like, I see you. You got it.
Oh, wow. So there's one quick thing I want to touch is, how did you say her name? Ultimecia?
Ultimecia, I think?
Christ, I always called her Ultimecha.
There's an I in there. It's a
I know.
M-E-C-I-A. Ultimecha.
It's French. We just don't pronounce the I.
You could be on the Food Network with that kind of pronunciation.
Yeah.
Making a big bowl of Ultimecia with ricotta and mascarpone.
So another one I have to add to the list here is Mario. Any Mario game other than like Mario 3, I have not ever played to completion. Like,
really?
Mario Galaxy played. I was starving.
64.
Mario 64 never played through the whole thing.
Mario 2.
Mario. Oh no, Mario That's 2. That's an 11-minute game, dude. Terrible.
Yeah, you could beat. Yeah, you really could actually.
Yeah, no, I've seen it done.
But I mean, 1, 3.
World? I mean, World is another one where you can zoom to that. That's...
Wow.
Didn't play that one anymore.
You're a terrible person.
Even I've beaten World.
I've beaten every Zelda game, except for the really new stuff now. But all the old stuff...
Oh, those
stuff...
aren't Zelda games. Those are Barbie Horse Adventures with swords.
Are they?
The new DS Wind Waker ones? Was good. Twilight, no.
Oh, okay. No, wait, take it back. Didn't play Wind Waker.
The two DS games are just... Yeah.
They're not good?
They're disappointing. Like, I think for people who are just getting into Zelda and Link and everything, it's like, all right, you know, this is great. But if you played, like, you know, Link to the Past or Ocarina of Time, you're like, oh, this is amazing. And then you go to this, you're like, oh, wow, you made it so much easier and smaller and shorter. And, you know, they hold your hand. Like, it's worse than Navi saying, hey, listen, every 5 seconds. It pretty much plays the game for you.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the Zelda games were never really hard. Like, maybe the early Nintendo ones, but...
Miyamoto likes to make his games more accessible. In that regard, unfortunately, as people develop with their own skills, it becomes more... It becomes easier for us, and...
Yeah. I don't think that's such a bad thing, though. I think I was talking to my boyfriend Matt about this with regards to Arkham Asylum earlier. I think there's a place for easy games. Like, not every game should be like a real struggle. Sometimes you just want to relax, and like perform a bunch of moves, but just by hitting the X button. Like, not everything has to be a trial.
Like you said, Arkham Asylum isn't that difficult. There's one or two parts that are like, wow, what the crap? It just got all of a sudden hard. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't hold your hand through it. I mean, if it does hold your hand, it pretty much does it in an interesting way. Like, you know, you'll get a call from,
Otacon.
Well, no, it's in this one. It's crippled Batgirl.
She sure is crippled.
But, I mean, in the newer Zeldas, it's like, you know, all of a sudden they'll stop the game and a menu will pop up and tell you what to do. You're totally breaking the flow of everything. And you're like, all right, well, I probably could have figured that out, but thanks.
Yeah, and they're on you all the time. Like, with the crippled Batgirl, she'll call you, like, once every hour or so. But, like, with the King of Red Lions in Wind Waker, every 5 minutes he'd be like, hey! It's like, stop, dude, I got this. I'm just crossing the island.
Okay, well, does anyone else have any confessions they'd like to make before we wrap it up?
I'd say, for me, every game I've owned, I've always beaten all the way through, but I look at it more as a series, and I would say like the original Mega Man series.
Oh, yeah.
For the NES, I have not beaten all of those. I've played 2, 3, and 4. But I want to do 1, 5, and 6. And then I played 7 and 8.
Yeah, but that's not really that uncommon, though. I mean, a lot of people pretty much just get to Wily's Castle, and that's it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, because, I mean, you play the game, you know, one boss at a time, and then all of a sudden there's everything at once. So, you know, there's no password. You just keep playing. So unless you got, like, you know, the dedicated time to frustrate yourself and die over and over again. I mean, they're great games, but I really don't blame you for not finishing them.
I do.
Yeah,
me too. John.
So, that's the only thing I really wish I finished through the entire Mega Man series, the original ones.
Have you ever played X?
Oh, yes. I played all the way up through X6. X7 got weird.
Yes, it did. Was that with the crashing space station into Earth or something?
No, that was, I think that was 4 or 5. But the thing with 7 is it went in a different direction artistically. I think it went 3D. So I just kind of...
Is that the one where you get a girlfriend?
No, that's in 4. Zero gets one in 4.
I heard some terrible things about fanfics in Mega Man, but I won't go any further.
Sounds like a bad slash.
That sounds like a good slash. Shit.
Okay, any other last-minute confessions people want to make other than enjoying Mega Man fanfiction?
I still have Final Fantasy XII Collector's Edition shrink-wrapped, and I probably will never open it.
Agreed. I'm there
just
with
because,
you.
Not that I'm saving it, just because I've heard so many awful, awful things about it.
Wait, is it the last one for PlayStation 2, right?
Yes. Yeah, Ibalus one.
I played a little bit through that, but it was...
I heard it's 11 online, but offline.
Yeah,
I heard it's Star
that's
Wars.
About right. That's about right.
Actually, another one is Diablo 2. I'm a big Warcraft, big Warcraft 2 and 3 fan and a Starcraft fan, but I've never played Diablo 2.
You're a Warcraft 3 and Starcraft fan?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have pictured you. That's funny.
Yeah, I've never seen you do any art from those.
Yeah, when are we going to start selling some Warcraft 3 and StarCraft merch?
I think Blizzard
does
a good
job. Gotta lock up that Korean market.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, that's an untapped market there, John. Think about the money hats we could be wearing.
That's true. That'd be intensely massive money hats.
Maybe you could do some crossover with, like, Zergs wearing Ness shirts? Or Ness hats? Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's not selling out at all.
I'm gonna leave that statement for your own imagination to think about.
Yeah, that was John's way of flipping me off, basically.
So. No, just patting you on the back for good effort.
Wait, here comes the John voice.
Yep.
Oh, it's a pity, it's a sympathy pat. Good times. All right, well, let's close it up here. Liz, why don't you go ahead and pimp the ways that people can get a hold of us?
All right, I will. I'll let you assign us all our confession Hail Marys after this.
Yeah, we'll have follow up.
Yeah, you can get in contact with us lots of ways. The first way, which goes directly to Kevin Williams, is podcast@fangamer.com. If you have any questions for us and you would like them to get answered by him, you can send that to podcast@fangamer.com.
If you have any problems with how we run the podcast, you know, anything, please, especially the sound quality. I'm sure my dog was chewing on a bone the whole time, so if you heard that, I'll send you a picture of how cute she is, and you won't feel, you'll be fine then.
Mm-hmm. You can also get a hold of us on Facebook. You can type in Fangamer to the search bar, and that will yield you the Fangamer page. Are we Fangamer.net on YouTube?
Yes, that is correct.
We are Fangamer.net on YouTube. We appreciate any kind of following there. We also appreciate following on twitter.com/fangamer, which I am your local Twitter girl, so generally most of the responses you'll be hearing will be coming from me. And lastly, we are available to facilitate your apparel needs at fangamer.net.
Wow, that was thorough. Hey, do we want to throw out your people's actual Twitters if people are interested in following us individually? Is that something you guys are afraid of?
Don't post anymore.
Because we've worked you to the bone.
Yeah, I tweet so much for Fangamer that, like, I don't want to tweet in my own time.
Yeah, no tweeting left in ya.
The cream of tweet has been wasted on you people.
And then I think John doesn't have it, and then Brian is, he's against the Twitters.
I'm just against, I think Twitter is a great, great marketing tool, but the people who Twitter like what they've had for lunch.
Hey, that's my demographic. Back off,
Brian. What they've had for lunch, what they're doing at work, what they want to be doing at work.
That's what we do in the office chat.
Their sock has a hole in it.
Mm-hmm. So Brian's basically calling those Twitter twats.
Whoa. Well, you know, what you want to do with your free time, whether it's, you know, Twitter or change your poop sock, that's totally your business. But when I start seeing billboards for Twitter on the parkway, it's getting a little much.
You've seen billboards for it?
Yes. I've seen billboards
for Twitter itself? Or just for things saying, like, for Twitter?
For Twitter, for Facebook. And then now I've seen billboards that actually have, you know, the Twitter icon, the Facebook icon, or they'll actually say, see us on Twitter or Facebook. It's it's definitely staying around for a while. It's, you know, it's not going anywhere. So I guess I should eventually, you know.
Oh, gee, okay.
I thought the billboard would actually have a Twitter, like a screen that you see it, people Twitter.
Live updates.
A celebrity Twitter tracker.
Well, let's leave it at that Brian almost admitted to the fact that he will join Twitter if there's a billboard or something of it.
Well, you know, I got to do what the billboards say. Like, you know, I was supposed to support, you know, McDonald's down the street, but there's a McDonald's further down the street, so I have to go to both of them if there's two billboards.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, signing off for the Fangamer crew, Reedman, who is not here, but I'm sure he's off working hard, Brian, John, Liz, Ryan, Charlie, am I forgetting anyone? Oh, Kevin, our lovely Japanese running staff, Lindsay and Mark. Anyone else?
Camille,
yeah.
Matt, everyone, and then the people I forgot. It's not because I don't love you. It's because it's dinner time and I'm hungry. So signing off,
too.
Everyone say bye.
Bye.